Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk Live, and you're welcome to join us, 603-283-6160, if you want to do that. That's 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And I'm curious, we've already got people that are watching on DLive at dlive.freetalklive.com who are telling us goodbye and that we're not going to be laughing or memeing soon. I'd be curious for you to call in and explain where you think we're going, because I intend to continue laughing and memeing for quite some time, because that's what I do, and it's enjoyable. So the world is crazy, in my opinion, and it's been crazy for a very long time. Australia is only getting crazier. New South Wales in particular. I don't know about the whole country of Australia, but New South Wales is certainly They've gone insane.
Something else.
In Sydney. Sydney as well.
Yeah.
Sydney.
That's in New South Wales.
Oh. Okay. Makes perfect sense.
Good to know.
But they've gone insane.
I mean, we really know that Australia really doesn't exist. This can't really be taken. This really can't be taken. Well, can't be happening.
There's no southern hemisphere because the earth is flat, right? So there's no Australia, right?
Well, I've never been. Have you been?
I have not been to Australia, no.
Well, I know someone who claims to have been from Australia.
I mean, if we're not there on the continent, sitting down talking to this crazy woman, this crazy dictator, then it's not really, the simulation hasn't ramped it up yet.
So
crazy videos.
If we're not there to experience it, then it's just like paused until someone is there to actually experience it.
Correct.
I tend to think there are people in Australia who are experiencing it at the moment. But
call
hey,
in. Call in and tell us how crazy it is, or if you could even listen to our show.
They're asleep right now.
Maybe they listened to yesterday's show.
New Zealand is even crazier, though. They have one confirmed case of COVID-19, and they've locked down their entire country, evidently.
Right.
But, Conan, you brought in an article about mass delusional psychosis, and I think that's more appropriate than ever, because that's what I've been seeing. And I sort of thought something like this may come. I didn't know it would come in the form of a virus or anything like that, but it was the clown sightings that, you know, clued me into this. For all we know, the clown sightings of 2016, for anyone who don't remember, people were just randomly seeing clowns out on the street.
I missed this one.
It was relatively
common.
Really?
I mean, unless you're talking about juggalos, they were still around 2016, right?
No, it was just clowns, right? They never hurt anyone. They never did anything threatening. They were just in odd places and at odd times.
How could you have missed it? Weren't you on Free Talk Live at that time? It seems like something we
Yeah, but
about.
I mean, I remember what color is the dress? Is it blue or is it violet or whatever?
Okay, yeah.
I remember that. That was 2016.
No, people were seeing clowns just out and about,
but
and they'd take
they?
A picture. Well, supposedly.
Yeah, so where are the pictures?
Well, they're all over the internet. You can still find them.
And then they were, like, calling the cops because they saw a clown. There was hysteria over this.
It was widespread hysteria, and I'm convinced it was probably an attempt at a viral marketing campaign for the remake of It,
which came out later that year,
right? Yeah, it came out right after all of this happened. They're like, oh, crap, this got a little out of control, and we can never admit that we did it. That's what I think happened.
Wikipedia claims they were evil clowns.
That's what people allege, right? But they never did anything evil.
Yeah, they never, like, hurt anybody or killed a dog or did anything.
But people were terrified and posting all over social media, if I run into one of these clowns, I'm going to shoot them or punch them or whatever. And these clowns literally didn't do anything. They were just there. Right. But we saw the hysteria then surrounding them. I was writing a lot of blog posts at the time. Had someone come and saying, you better hope and pray you don't ever encounter one of these clowns. Why? What have they done to anyone?
I think it was one of those things where it might have been what you said, which is, you know, a promotional campaign for the movie, but it blew up into something where it was probably also, like, pranksters, YouTube pranksters or whoever, that kind of caught on to it. Like, ooh, I can, you know, get some attention.
Like copycats.
And, yeah, so I think there were probably a bunch of copycats as well.
And then, of course, and this article I'm going to get into is going to discuss why this works. The mainstream media picked it up and ran with it.
Sure.
Of course, because this is what people want to see. They want to fear this.
Mm-hmm.
So mainstream really propagated what I'm thinking became a delusional psychosis amongst the populace.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely delusional to think that just because somebody is dressed in clown makeup that they're somehow a threat to you.
Even though you
my
have
nephew's school was shut down and locked down for an entire day because one parent called and said that she thought she saw a
okay,
clown
now you saying
somewhere
that,
in the vicinity.
All right, now I'm reminded of this now. I remember the schools being closed because there was a clown somewhere out in the woods.
Allegedly, yeah. Right? Yeah, I mean, you could just, if you wanted to get out of school for a
call
day and you were a teenager,
threat.
Yeah, just call in and say, hey, I was on my way to school and saw a clown, so I'm not coming today.
Well, now the easier way to get a whole business shut down is just to say someone was sick, one of the staff was sick, one of the customers was sick.
Mm-hmm. It was a textbook case of just how hysteria spreads among the masses. And again, I never saw one of these clowns. I don't know anyone who personally did. For all I know, the entire thing was just a hoax, and there never were any clowns.
Right.
It was just a psyop by the CIA or whatever to see if they could get this going viral. Because you did have a lot of people who were faking these images and saying, look, I just saw this clown over here. But, you know, they later proved that it was like
a
Google search or something like that where they found the clown picture. So it was an interesting case study
and
hysteria.
I think it's really important for us to understand how these things work and that these types of delusion, the whole encompassing universal delusions, isn't a new thing. This is, I mean, we can go all the way back to the witch trials.
We can go
all the way back to the early 20th century when you had whole countries,
you know, there's decent
that were shipping people they didn't like out of their country in certain cattle cars. I mean,
sure,
universal psychosis right there.
There's decent evidence to suggest that the Salem witch trials at least were caused by LSD essentially being in the soil.
What?
I don't remember if it was LSD or it was some other psychedelic, but yeah, some sort of psychedelic was in low levels in the soil, and they think that caused people to trip out and see people doing witchcraft or whatever.
Yeah, but these.
I'm not saying I believe that. I'm just saying I've heard arguments, and some people make that claim.
Yeah, but these witch trials weren't just in Salem, Massachusetts.
No, neither was the.
Right. They were happening all over the place. This was a universal event that really picked up steam, and of course you had I think there's the classic. The classic idea was that there was just a real estate grab. You know, some unmarried woman had some farmland that, I don't know, someone wanted. And so the best way to do it is to make claims against that person, get them out of the way, and then gobble it up.
But there was definitely mass delusional psychosis around the witch trials and the Spanish Inquisition, around 9/11 terrorism, around white nationalist terrorism that we saw under the Trump administration. Mm-hmm. I never met any of these white nationalist terrorists.
Well, I mean, you knew Chris Cantwell.
Oh, was he a terrorist?
No.
I mean, he was a white nationalist, but he wasn't a white nationalist terrorist.
He wasn't, but those sorts of subtleties are lost on people.
Right, because they're hysterical and they're suffering from mass delusional psychosis that prevents them from, you know, seeing reality as it is.
I mean, like a virus, you get one bad apple, and it spreads from there. It goes from there. I mean, it might be in the water, it might be in the mindset, the zeitgeist, but you get someone like Cantwell, and he had a lot of fans.
I think he probably had more enemies than fans.
All right, well, let's forget about
even among
Cantwell.
Nazis.
Let's talk about Alex Jones. He has a lot of fans.
He
still
does. Yeah.
He says a lot of crazy things, which a lot of times turn out to be true on some level, but he's a pretty crazy guy.
And he's made his career on selling fear to people and selling products based on that fear.
This is true.
You know?
Does
he have pills to keep the frogs from being gay?
He's got a lot of pills. It wouldn't surprise me. But a lot of you know, Alex Jones's critiques on the media apply to him as well. I mean, he's the media's pitching fear to people and getting them to hold through a commercial break, and so is Alex Jones.
Yep. Yep. Well, the biggest thing about this whole COVID pandemic that has bothered me the most is really concerning all of the smart people out there, people who I consider to be smart, not just educated, but I've always thought they had a good head on their shoulders.
And suddenly
who are all about this, and it's like, and they question why I don't get into it. I'm like, dude, science. I look at the numbers. I look at the data, and they said, and they claim they do as well. It's like, well, what data are you looking at? Every time Fauci comes out, he says something different.
have you looked at the CDC's latest guidelines about mask wearing and vaccinated people, by the way?
Not yet.
It is an absolute mess. It's no wonder the media isn't talking about the latest guidelines.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, and you can join us 603-283-6160 if you want to call in, weigh in on what this mass delusional psychosis that we're seeing all around the United States, around the world, realistically. But with you tonight is Aria, Ian, and Conan, and that's what we're talking about here. It's very similar to the witch trials, to the Spanish Inquisition, to the terrorist hunt after 9/11, to all of these times we've seen in the past of people just freaking out over what is ultimately nothing. And I think the clown sightings of 2016 are probably the best example I can think
of. I disagree. I agree it's a good example of people flipping out.
Over literally
but
nothing.
But the fact that I didn't even remember it until it was just brought up.
Well, you were one of the ones who were caught up in the psychosis.
And what countries did this take place? Just America?
I think just the
U.S.
May have been copycats and it spread to Europe or something like that, but it was primarily a United States phenomenon.
This COVID-19 phenomenon is worldwide, and it has affected everybody and everything we do. Every waking moment, there's some COVID-19 attached to that somehow or another.
I will say that the COVID-19 nonsense is substantially more widespread than the clown nonsense, but they're of the same make.
And not to mention the clowns didn't bother me. They didn't prevent me from going into a restaurant in New York City.
But that's the government's reaction to the hysteria, right? That's not the hysteria itself. I think the hysteria, the delusions are almost identical. And it taught me a valuable thing, 2016 and the clown sightings did. It's that it's impossible to reason with a hysterical person and convince them that they're hysterical.
Yeah, for sure.
During the clown sightings, these people who were deathly afraid and who were calling the police and stuff, you were never going to convince them that the clown wasn't a threat to them.
Correct.
Did you actually meet any of these people?
Not in person, no.
Okay.
Correct.
Just via social media.
There was fear. Fear was created.
Yes.
And these people decided they didn't want to be in that. They didn't want to be locked down in fear. And so the only way out was to convince themselves of a way out, which was, of course, to tell the authorities and or to get on lock down schools.
Yes, they did lock down schools and sounds take, familiar to COVID,
and or take their kids out of school because they were fearful of the clown that was out in the woods.
Allegedly, out in the woods.
Allegedly, correct. But they convinced themselves that these things were real.
Yes. And there may have been. I have no doubt that, there were some clown sightings.
Yeah, there might have been one or two. And it might have been just what you said, too. It might have been a total setup just to see how the public would react to it. In fact, that it might even have something to do with what we're dealing with right now.
I wouldn't put it past them. That's one of two possibilities. I tend toward thinking that it was a remake of, it was a viral campaign for the remake of It, which came out the same year.
That makes more sense, too. Anyways, this article from Joseph McCullough. A number of mental health experts have expressed concern over the blatant fear and panic mongering during the COVID-19 pandemic, warning about potential psychiatric effects. In December of 2020, an article in EV Magazine, which is a pretty good read, by the way, I'll link it in the Telegram, Free Talk Live chat, S.G. Chea discusses what may in fact be the real problem at hand, and that would be mass insanity caused by delusional fear of COVID-19.
It's a shame it's Topless Tuesday because, Ian, earlier you were wearing a shirt that said the real virus is fear.
That's right.
And that's essentially what we're saying here.
Correct. Chea refers to lectures and articles by psychiatrist and medical legal expert Dr. Mark McDonald, who believes the true public health crisis lies in the widespread fear which morphed and evolved into a form of mass delusional psychosis.
From the article, continues to do so.
Correct. And they only
becomes more hysterical.
Absolutely taking advantage of it, the people in charge. This from the article. Even when the statistics point to the extremely low fatality rate among children and young adults, measuring 0.002% at age 10 and 0.01% at 25, these are fatalities, the young and the healthy are still terrorized by the chokehold of irrational fear when faced with the coronavirus. Chea goes on to review
It's a fair point. You know, if this thing is overwhelmingly unlikely to kill you, what are the death stats for the flu in these populations? That would be my question.
Pretty low.
They've got to be pretty similar. And these people aren't deathly afraid of the flu.
Back before all this happened, back before the flu disappeared, it was between 20 and 60,000 a year. Deaths, fatalities in the U.S.
I'm curious about the age groups, though.
Now, by the way,
because
now,
I would expect 70-year-olds to be concerned about the flu and to therefore be concerned about COVID-19. But I wouldn't expect
which you should.
Sure. And I wouldn't expect a 16-year-old to be concerned about the flu or COVID-19 if the numbers are similar.
They shouldn't. And a lot of these kids wouldn't, by the way, if they weren't inundated with this nonsense every single waking minute of their lives. We're going to probably talk about Sydney, Australia, and what they're doing to their kids. You know, a vaccine bowl where they're just marching them through 4,000 a day, jabbing them up because they're getting ready to go back to school. It's horrible.
And industrialized vaccination.
This is what they see. This is what they hear. They're all forced to sit apart from each other and wear masks. And you think that our age people and up are messed up right now from this?
Oh, the kids are going to be so screwed up, dude.
You wait in a decade or two after we get through it, because we will get through this.
I think the one-year-olds, the two-year-olds, they'll probably adjust.
They'll bounce back.
But the people who are like 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years old right now, man, they are going to be screwed up for life.
Traumatized.
2018 to 2019 flu season, according to the numbers here, 34,157 deaths in the United States. Of those, 25,555 were above 65 years of age. So the super majority. They only break down the categories to 18 to 49, and then younger than that, 18 to 49 years old, only 2,450, so less than 10% were, you know, of the total died between 18 and 49.
That would mean that the flu is deadlier than, is more likely to kill an 18 to 49 year old than COVID-19.
5 to 17 years old, only 211, so less than 1%. Died.
So this does suggest that the flu is deadlier than COVID-19.
For young people.
Yes.
Possibly. I'd like to see those numbers.
Either way.
But
like,
they're not terrified
whatever.
Of the flu.
Nope.
And they are just deathly afraid of COVID-19.
Well, the media has whipped people up into a frenzy. I mean, they've got the media, they've got social media, they've got the government. Everybody's coming down on them with the same message.
Silicon Valley.
And if you try to counter that message, you get banned off of these platforms. So
yes,
and of course you're
and now in some places you can't go into restaurants.
That's right.
And or family members will disown you.
That's happened.
You lose your job. I mean, there's
that's happening now.
You lose your friends. If you could even call them that, I don't know that I'd want to be a friend with some of these people. But we know people in our circle, or maybe they used to be in our circle, who are all about this.
Yeah.
Smart people.
You mean all about getting vaccinated and wearing masks and social distancing and all of that? Sure. I mean, well, fear is a virus and it's spreading, and it sucks that so many people that we, you know, ran in our circles were infected with the fear virus.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, for whatever reason, we have an immune system against the fear virus.
And I bet a bunch of them are going to go out and get shot number 3, because now that's a thing.
Yeah, it is. But you have to have been vaccinated for 8 months, evidently, and I don't know that the White House has actually released their approval. It's crazy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is again defending the withdrawal of remaining U.S. troops from Afghanistan. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan telling reporters there was no good options for a final withdrawal.
What has unfolded over the past month has proven decisively that it would have taken a significant American troop presence, multiple times greater than what President Biden was handed, to stop a Taliban onslaught. And we would have taken casualties. American men and women would have been fighting and dying once again in Afghanistan, and President Biden was not prepared to send additional forces or ask any American personnel to do that over the period ahead.
Facebook users won't be seeing any content that promotes the Taliban. That's because the social media giant is keeping a ban on those posts in place. USA Radio News. A new survey from The Vacationer shows 137 million American adults plan to travel for the Labor Day holiday this year. Despite all that travel, COVID-19 and the Delta variant is either a big concern or a slight concern when people are considering their Labor Day plans. Of those polled, most plan to travel by car and more than half plan to attend a barbecue or a cookout. Nearly 25% of those will spend $500 or more on Labor Day travel. New details are coming out regarding Afghanistan's new Taliban leader.
When President Obama released five Taliban commanders from the Guantanamo Bay prison in exchange for an American deserter in 2014, Obama assured Americans that dangerous enemy combatants would be transferred to Qatar and kept from causing any trouble in Afghanistan. Karula Kerkwa is the man leading the Taliban in Afghanistan's takeover, one of the five men released by Obama. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you want to join us, that's 603-283-6160. And I can't stop thinking about the clown sightings of 2016 and how just relevant it is to the situation today, because I remember talking with so many people and trying to convince them that they were hysterical and that about calling the police, locking down schools over randomly seeing clowns, purportedly seeing random clowns, and without fail, all of them said, no, I'm not hysterical, I'm not overreacting, I'm not being insane, I'm not delusional, this is a totally proportional response to someone reporting having seen a clown within a mile of the school to lock it down and send the kids home.
Question.
And they told me I was the crazy one for not taking the threat of the clowns seriously.
That's how it works. That's how
but
they
who
prove
was
it.
Right in the end?
Well, we don't know.
Yes, we do. The non-hysterical was right. The clowns never hurt anyone.
There could have been some clowns. I never saw any.
If there were probably clowns, but there's no evidence they did anything.
But here's the question.
And if they had, that would have been played all over the media.
Now here's a question for you, because there's another group out there who with a very small percentage of the population who see alien sightings all the time.
Sure.
And see ghosts, and claim to see all kinds of nonsense, Bigfoots and Loch Ness.
Yeah.
So are they in the same boat?
Same boat as who?
The clown people. The people who see clowns. The people who see dead people.
Yeah, it depends. I mean, if it's something that's affecting their lives to where if they're saying, oh, I saw a ghost, and so therefore I can't go to this place anymore, or I can't do my job.
Or they sell their house or something because they can't live there any longer.
Yeah, I mean, if it's affecting you in some sort of negative fashion, then I think that might be an issue. But if you just see, you know, if you see ghosts on occasion and you're okay with it.
Yeah, but I mean,
it's different.
It doesn't. I don't think it has to affect your life negatively to be delusional.
Well, they never really know whether something is delusional or not. Never with absolute certainty, anyway.
Yeah, because you can't prove whether or not they saw a ghost. I mean, for all we know, they're tuned into some sort of frequency that we're not. And I mean, I've got a roommate who's like this.
That's why I brought this up.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if he wants to be outed on the air.
During ForkFest, we talked about this extensively.
That's right. Okay, so yeah, Matt, our Thursday night co-host. I mean, he's been seeing weird stuff like that, like you described, his whole life.
And he might just be in tune.
And maybe he is.
Maybe the people who are seeing clowns are in some way, on some level, are just jacked in the right way, and the Matrix is allowing these blips
to come across
their radar.
I'm not saying they're wrong. Sure, I will allow that every single one of these reported clown sightings was real.
But
that still doesn't justify their fear, because clown still never did or never hurt anyone and never threatened anyone.
He is somebody who has had a lot of experiences like this in his life. He doesn't let it affect, he's not obsessed with it.
No. I didn't even know about it until just recently.
Yeah, I mean,
not something he doesn't have T-shirts to say, I saw aliens the other day.
And also, he probably does. But he's not trying to profit off of it. He's not going out there, writing books and selling them. He's not trying to persuade other people that they should go on some sort of a ghost hunt with him and pay him for the opportunity, right? Like, there's people out there who purportedly believe these things and are trying to rake in some dough, and then there's people who just have had these experiences and they're quiet about it until you happen to hit the topic with them in a conversation, and then they open up about their experiences. And so I'm more likely to believe somebody like that, because how am I going to deny what somebody has personally experienced?
Sure. But let's go to the phones. We have Ryan calling from Massachusetts and listening at dlive.freetalklive.com. Ryan, you are on the air. Are you still with us?
Is he muted?
Is he muted?
No. Going once.
Oh.
Ryan, was that you?
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hold up 1 second.
Kind of can't really hold on for a second, but
this usually prefaces something really entertaining.
Well, good attempt, Ryan, I guess. But we're talking about mass delusional psychosis here. And the clown sightings are still, I think, the best examples that we've seen of that.
I think it is most definitely a case. But I don't think it has anything to compare with what we're getting into.
It's not even on the same boat.
That's because the hysteria is happening right now. It's affected the entire world and not just, American
population.
This is
a global hysteria the current hysteria, the COVID hysteria, is global, and it is hitting people that we know.
And it's at least a third, I'm going to throw that number out there, are completely affected, or not affected by, we're all affected by this, but at least a third are all on board. They believe this with their heart and soul and
conservative
body.
It seems like more than that.
I think you have, just like the American Revolution,
mm-hmm.
one third. You had the supporters, or you had the
patriots. Going along to get along.
You had the patriots. You had the third that was just going on to get along, and a lot of them were just hiding up in the mountains, and then you had your kings and queensmen, the redcoats. I think the numbers are similar.
This is affecting people we know, people who should know better than to believe the government and the medical establishment and the media, but yet for whatever reason have fallen for this hook, line, and sinker. And it's so sad to watch this happen to people who should know better.
You know, I ended up watching the Nobody hearing on Kratom earlier today.
The Nobody hearing?
Well, it wasn't a Nobody. He was speaking at the hearing on Kratom.
At
the State House.
In New Hampshire.
Okay. So, yeah, I realized that no one else who was listening, I didn't even...
Was it the bill to criminalize Kratom?
I think so.
Which failed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
Our co-host.
Yes. It shocked me to hear him talking about the evils of Big Pharma,
mm-hmm.
right? Because that's not something we've been allowed to talk about for the last 18 months. suddenly Big Pharma, oh, they're good.
Yeah.
Pfizer's good. Moderna's good. Johnson & Johnson, they're good guys now.
The same liberals who would have criticized Big Pharma in the past.
Yes.
Oh, and punched Nazis. Mm-hmm. But now it's vaccines, or we're going to punch you.
Well, because the authoritarian left never views themselves as being evil fascists, right? They think what they're doing is for the greater good.
Right.
They don't care
so
if they stomp all over your... Yes, exactly. They don't care if they stomp all over your human rights. It's to make society better. It's for the greater good. You just have to be forced to do things against your will.
You have to sacrifice your own individual rights for the collective, for the community.
Yes, because they're afraid, they're hysterical, and they don't know any other way of dealing with that. And we're not the only ones who think so. Evidently, these experts on the subject also tend to agree that this whole thing seems to be blown out of proportion and driven by...
It's the only thing that makes sense. It has to be. It can't be. It's not something in the water. Well, it might be if you're Alex Jones, but I mean, it's not. It's just being inundated with this fear every day that's driven some people in our community right into crazy land. This,
well, some of them were already there as well.
This lady, Chea, goes on to review a number of irrational behaviors that have become all too commonplace, such as, and by the way, this is an older article from February, so these are old incidents, commonplace such as parents being kicked off of planes because their young children refuse to wear a mask during the flight, or people having hysterical meltdowns when they see a person not wearing a mask. I actually haven't seen this in real life, but I've seen plenty of video mm-hmm. of people just losing their stuff and and spitting on people and punching and scratching them.
Because you definitely want to spit on people during a pandemic, right?
That makes all the sense in the world. But now
pull your mask down and spit on them.
But now if the unmasked person, the unvaccinated person, spit on one of these crazies, they'd be thrown in jail. But for whatever reason, these compliant, obedient maskies, they can get right up in your face and spit all over you, and
many of them wish death upon us.
And that is exactly what you do when you're trying to divide and conquer. You have to dehumanize the other party. Which is what we are, the
anti-vaxxers, the anti-maskers. Yeah, we're the others.
That's what we're becoming.
And I'm not even anti-vax. I just have no reason or motivation to personally go out and get this vaccine. And it doesn't sound like it's needed for most people.
And they're already the other, the compliant. They're already ready to take our individual freedoms from us.
Oh yeah. Well, we already went through last week the 10 stages of genocide.
Yep.
And we're through several of them. We're in the midst of a bunch of them.
603-283-6160. More coming up about mass delusions. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion.
plenty of power,
maximum efficiency, and a longer life.
Introducing Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, Novalift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us, 603-283-6160, if you want to do that. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com, because it is the best place to go to learn about cryptocurrency. Just head on over, click Get Started at the top of the page. You'll find a number of short videos there that will teach you the basics of cryptocurrency, because you really shouldn't be ignoring this important world-changing information anymore. But if you haven't been ignoring it and you are up to date, check out news.bitcoin.com to stay up to date on all the news and headlines that's relevant to you, all on a sleek and easy-to-use website. All of that and more over at bitcoin.com. Definitely prior to March 16th, one of my most frequented sites, because the cryptocurrency world always has developments and they always had the latest news right there, ready for me to peruse. But let's go to the phones. We've got Joe calling from Virginia. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hello there, guys. Thanks for having me. Have you guys heard of the CDC green zones to isolate at-risk people from COVID and, quote, camps?
I've heard of it. Can you inform our listeners as to what you know about it?
Well, it's on the CDC's website. It's called the shielding approach. If you just Google CDC green zone space, like this PDF comes up, mm-hmm. or it's like the first or second link on Google, and you can read it. It's right there. It just talks about rounding up immunosuppressed people, elderly people, and isolating them from the neighbors.
I mentioned this last night when we were talking about New South Wales and how their police chief was like, you know, we've had these plans for a long time, and we were hoping we were never going to have to implement them. But now we have to implement them. And I see the same thing with this shielding that the CDC wants to do. It's like, we have this plan. We don't want to implement it. We promise.
Now, are these just the FEMA camps that are already out there? They're just repurposing them?
No, I think this is something else. Like, it could be FEMA could be, like, involved in it. Actually, a friend of mine works for FEMA. I'll have to find out. another theory I have about coronavirus is if you look at the it's just a preparation for a global financial collapse, the worst the world's seen in history.
Build back better. And, the Great Reset.
And, all the more reason for people to go to Bitcoin.com, by the way, and get out of that fiat financial collapse.
I mean, this is what it's all about. Dollar collapse is imminent. They're trying to control everybody and round everybody up and keep everybody, you know, obedient to the narrative.
Well, Joe Biden just increased the wealth, the SNAP benefits, what is the colloquial term for that?
Welfare.
The food stamps. Yeah. He increased it by 25%. So they're not slowing down the money printing at all. They're only going to speed it up. And, we may see that point of hyperinflation within the next several years.
It's going to reach a tipping point. One other thing I want to mention, so the troops coming home from Afghanistan, I was at work and a guy came up and he needed some help. And he mentioned to me that he's being deployed to Afghanistan. And I said, well, I thought they're bringing all the troops home from Afghanistan. He just looked at me and scoffed and just kind of chuckled like, huh, yeah, right.
Well, I don't think I don't think they have much of a choice at this point. Afghanistan is back under the control of the Taliban, who doesn't want the U.S. military there.
Yeah, it's over.
They let the whole country. It's a big old country. It's the size of Texas.
Tells me most of it is theater, but we'll see.
I don't know, man. I mean, there's video of people falling off those planes, and there's video of them holding on as they take off.
Well, here's my question: how many of them contractors have come home?
I don't know.
Because that's what the majority of the people over there
How do we know they weren't throwing dummies from the plane?
We don't.
I don't think they were.
Thanks, guys. That's all I got.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks. Have a good night, Joe. Thank you for the call.
By the way, it's interesting, the CDC camps that he started the call out with, we had talked about that, I don't know, last year, I think, when we first heard about them, this document that the CDC has on their website, and I did just go ahead and pull it up again, but the second and third links when you search for the CDC searching for Shielding Green Zone, the CDC document comes up first, and then there's Forbes and factcheck.org
that
come up after that, where basically the purpose of the Forbes and the so-called fact check articles are to say, they're not talking about putting you in the camps. It's only for displaced people, so you don't have to worry about it. Yeah, this isn't going to affect you.
What do they mean by displaced people? Like people who are evicted from their homes?
I don't know.
Well,
as people who didn't pay their rent during the moratorium because the government, basically told them, hey, you really have to pay your rent right now.
They're still telling them that.
Ari, if someone was to come to your house and pull you out with your bathrobe on and put you in a vehicle, I think they just displaced you.
They did.
Yes, they did exactly that a little over 5 months and a day ago. Yeah. Except I wasn't wearing a bathrobe. I was essentially naked.
The whole point of these articles is to give total, deference to what the government is saying and don't criticize them at all. And, they always have your best interests at heart. That's why they lied to you about Afghanistan for the last 20 years, right?
Yes, and it's coming out now, which we all knew.
Yeah.
That they always knew, the top generals, the presidents, they always knew this Afghanistan was going to end like this.
Well, supposedly they were even lying to the president about how they were succeeding in Afghanistan. So lies were being allegedly told within the government. And, of course, to the news media, who then parrots it. So the very same people who lied for 20 years and to the cost of trillions of U.S. taxpayer dollars about this, war in Afghanistan are now telling you about a deadly disease is going to kill you, and they're using the same tactics. Why people believe them one moment and then are critical of them in the past who now believe them, it's so mind-boggling that people will fall for this crap.
It is like libertarians criticize the media and the government during 2011. And the war in Afghanistan, the war in Iraq and Libya and Syria and all of the others. But when that same evil, lying, corrupt organization sells them COVID-19, they bite every inch of it.
And they love it.
Yeah.
They just believe everything.
But they weren't. You just have to get them with the right thing that they want to be afraid of. Evidently,
yeah, everyone's biased. Everyone has bait that'll trigger them.
They didn't want to be afraid of Muslims because they're not racist. They don't want to be racist. So that was never going to fly. White national terrorism didn't fly for whatever reason. But COVID-19, man. Even the libertarians who have been criticizing big pharma, censorship on the media and the government for the last whoever knows how long.
Our whole lives, a lot of them.
A lot of them are just jumping right into the deep end of this COVID-19 hysteria.
To be fair, the bulk of people I know within this movement are not jumping into the deep end, are not afraid. If they started out concerned, they got less so over time because they were able to look at what was coming out. They were able to assess their own circumstances and change their mind about it. So there were some people who started one way and they've changed, but there are a handful who are still totally steeped within this fear, and it's sad.
You know, it might not be something that they picked up on their own either. If they're, you know, if you happen to hang out with someone who says that, who believes a certain thing, and that's all they ever talk about, like we do on the show nowadays.
Someone has to push back against the narrative.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm thinking that at least these people, these individuals that we know who were all on board in the beginning, at least they had us to constantly ram it down their throats over and repeatedly over and over again, saying, hey, look at the numbers, look at the stats, look at who's saying all of this. You know these people are liars.
I mean, the best example of one of these people is realistically Matt, who is a co-host on, I think, Thursday night. So at
the example of somebody who changed their mind.
At the very beginning of this, he bought it. I remember one night trying to do the show down here, and I thought I was going to die from the amount of Lysol that he had sprayed everywhere.
That was a month or two. But, I mean, he quickly...
His mind stayed open.
Exactly. He started putting the numbers together. He started, you know, putting the pieces together. It's like, hey, wait a minute.
People aren't dropping dead.
But he was being safe. I mean,
sure.
I don't blame people for that. If something jumps up out of you, out of the shadows, you know, you're going to duck. You're going to cower and run.
You've got to assess the situation.
But, I mean, if you constantly are cowering every time you walk down a dark alley, all of the time, every day of your life. Now that's it's not good for you. It's not healthy.
What's so crazy is people who, like, I'll give you an example of somebody who's in the fear mindset. Radley Balco. This is the guy who has reported so many times on police raids. Like, he's the libertarian expert.
Is he a Reason guy?
I don't know about that, but I'm sure that he's been featured in Reason at some point, but he wrote a book all about, like, the 40,000 raids every single year in the United States.
Jesus, that many.
I mean, this guy is so well-researched. We've read his articles multiple times on the air on Free Talk Live. He's a huge critic of the police state, but, man, he's, like, out there on Twitter telling people to go get vaccinated. Somebody in his family got sick.
My grandmother recently got the vaccine, apparently. I only know that because she updated her Facebook frame to say that.
She's so proud.
I'm so disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, I'm not afraid, and some people are. And that sucks. But I fully understand the people who were like Matt at the very beginning, who were cautious. Cautious,
that's the key word.
Some of the videos from, like, Dr. Chen and stuff like that, allegedly coming out of China, of people just dropping dead in the streets.
Fake-ass videos. I mean, they never happened.
They clearly were fake, yes.
I've always wondered whether the welding of the doors shut was fake as well. That is so extreme.
They may
that's
have really
China,
done that,
though,
dude. Yeah.
I wouldn't be at all surprised for
well,
the
they
Chinese
they might be doing it as we speak,
that.
Again. Definitely in Australia. Australians, if you guys really exist, I really feel for you, man.
Get out of Australia as soon as you can. 603-283-6160.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free, too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.